Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. I am your host. You all look wonderful today. I am Jacob Brothers. Welcome. And with me, as always, is Erica Sidora. Erica, how are you today?
Freaking great. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm also freaking great. I'm apartment hunting, but besides that, I'm doing fantastic. This week in the queue, we have a CRL Rocket League interview with one seed UNLV. We're going to be talking about Kettering Esports Extra Life event. You're going to have your weekly preview. And after that, we're going to talk to Halo. We're going to talk to the Halo Master, Garrett O'Toole, about what's happening in the competitive space and how it's going to trickle down to collegiate. All of that coming up. Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. I'm your host, Jacob Brothers. And as you know and love, Erica Sidora is right over there. But we are joined by a very special guest. We are joined by a junior in accounting, Mr. Kyle Castile. But kind of the more important bullet point is that he is part of the one seed UNLV Rocket League team. So Kyle, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you guys for having me so much. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So I think it's safe to say that no one really anticipated UNLV coming out of left field and being where they are now. It puts a smile on my face, but you guys really shocked the system. And so what do you think were the factors that elevated your team above the competition? I mean, was it just communication? Was it execution? Like, what is it that has put you guys in such a dominant spot?
I'd say, I mean, obviously we have like Garen Nitro, Ford Freestyler, and RLCX champion that played for Rogue and KCP. I think us just having fun, honestly, I feel like that's a major part of it. And then also replay review, working together, knowing each other from the HyperX arena, I feel like definitely benefited us in the long run.
Okay, actually, yeah, so on that, because a theme that I've noticed, because we talked to a handful of Rocket League teams, and there's always varying philosophies of like, oh, we're going to have this rigorous practice, or we're just going to let the players play. So like, when it comes to having fun, like, how crucial of a step is it? Like, is it possible to be a championship team if you're not even enjoying your team?
I feel like that's a major part, honestly, because I feel like if you're so uptight, you're just so, I don't know, I just feel like there's a lot of stress on your shoulders and like you need to relax and like having teammates be like, hey, like it's okay if you made a mistake, and then just get back in there and like fix it up, score a goal, build that chemistry together and build the energy through the team.
Sometimes treating the video game tournament like it's a video game.
Most definitely, yeah. I'm going to hop in really quick, and I know we're just talking about team morale. I'm going to ask a little bit of a sideways question. Were you guys always so compatible, or was it just throughout like team matches and like practices you found out that you're a lot more compatible as a team, or isn't like, was there always a spark there with you guys?
So we actually, this is our first semester together. We literally just kind of got together and just kind of built the team, and we did some scrimmages before we did like the qualifying tournament. And then the qualifying tournament, we just kind of clicked. And then ever since then, we've been had our ups and downs, but I feel like we've definitely gotten stronger as the season progressed.
Most definitely. Talking about the season, you guys are up against Northwood for your first match, and Bay State's coming around the corner. How is the team feeling about that?
Pretty good. We've taken a little bit of a break. I mean, it's Thanksgiving, so everyone deserves that time with their family. But next week, we're going to pick right back up, hopefully. I'm a little nervous, but I mean, it's all in good fun, so I mean, I'm excited to take on Northwood White and maybe potentially beat them. You know, I want to give them a run for their money.
So. Oh, you will beat them. Come on. Manifest it into the world. You guys are killing it so far.
Yeah, because actually,
so. I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Northwood in particular has fascinated me in this tournament because, you know, they were like this such dominant force. Mm-hmm. And then kind of over their playoffs, there were just some surprising results. And because I personally thought that we were going to get a Northwood versus Northwood final. And right. It didn't go that way. Yeah. They both go into the bottom bracket. I was kind of shocked. And so do you think that that was kind of an uncharacteristic week for that team? Or do you think that maybe they're in a position where UNLV can really dominate that match?
I mean, I still give a lot of respect to Northwood White and Northwood Blue. I think Bay State, though, is a very dominant college, and I think they will be for quite some time. But I think UNLV, our team, has a potential to at least maybe win the championship, if not make a run for everyone's money. So.
All right, and actually that ties in with my closing question. Is this going to be a new era for UNLV esports? I know this is their first foray in the Rocket League. It's going really well. Yes. Overwatch, they've had a history, and the team is back, and they appear to be doing well. Do you think this is a new era for this team's program or for the school's program?
I'd say yes. I mean, we have some players that are coming in the fall. I don't want to name names. I don't know if right. I will. But they're really good players. So I think the next couple of years, honestly, I think UNLV will giving at least Western Championship, I think, almost every year, every semester. So
fantastic. I love it. Well, this has been great, Kyle. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to be watching your matches. Hopefully UNLV wins it all. And so best of luck in that championship match.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Kettering Esports Extra Life event after this. Hello, once again, Jacob Brothers is still here, Erica Sidora is still there across the metaphorical desk, and Kettering Esports hosted an Extra Life event. For those who don't know, Extra Life is a ginormous charity that sends money to children's hospitals, and they've recently been growing money, or I guess getting donations through esports. They've raised $10 million so far through esports, and this time they went a collegiate route. So Erica, what can you tell us about that?
So this is the first fundraiser Kettering Esports has actually conducted since the creation in January 2020. They had a 24-hour stream with 40 members involved, and they played games such as Valorant, Overwatch, Minecraft, Rainbow Six, CSGO, and every game under the sun, and it was quite awesome. And apparently they've raised over $5,000, and the results are pretty good. All of these donations will go to Hurley's Children's Hospital in Flint, Michigan, so that's pretty exciting.
I've heard of a couple events like this, but I haven't heard about one with Extra Life, and usually we don't read super long quotes, but this quote from esports coach Dan Nowacek really summarizes this event well. So the esports coach said, "We wanted to do it because Hurley is a cornerstone of the Flint area where we're at. They do so much amazing work with kids and their families. We wanted to do something to help them. We ended up having a meeting with them facilitated by our university advancement department, and the partnership just bloomed from there. We put everything together in about a month on a very short notice. We've already met with them this week, and we're planning to do something much larger for the next year since we have a full year to put it together. Once we have things more cemented, there will be some big announcements from us regarding it. We've discussed other fundraising streams, but for now, we're happy with this first one, and we will work on branching out from there." And Kettering Esports should be happy about this one. This was a huge success. I feel like, because from when I've seen other streams, I've never seen one that goes 24 hours. I feel like that's kind of crazy. I
mean, that's devotion.
Also, because college kids are already up. They don't already sleep regardless. And so why not utilize for a fundraiser? And I feel like for programs, if you have a deep program or if you have a deep community or a deep club, it's easy isn't the right word, but it's like a logical step to be like, hey, how about you guys just play and show everyone your program and raise money for a great cause across a 24-hour stream? So I think this is super cool. I personally can't wait to see more things like this. I can't wait to see what Extra Life does in the collegiate space. Hopefully we see more of them. Hopefully we see more schools involved. And I can't wait to see what Kettering does coming up next. Speaking of coming up next, we are about to dive into our weekly preview after this highlight.
Welcome back to the Big Break Highlight. Today we have UCI Irvine and CSU Long Beach Gold go head-to-head in the Pacific Gauntlet. Pacific Gauntlet was the newest collegiate Valorant tournament, and UCI Irvine has no issue winning the first buy round of the match, as well as the pistol round, and while it looks like CSU has the advantage, UCI Irvine's Nibbler wins the team ace. For more clips, check us out on Checkpoint XP on campus, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Hello, hello. We are back again with our white vans, and we are here with your weekly preview. And we're going to be talking about a little bit of Counter-Strike today. We don't talk about Counter-Strike enough, and so there are actually two Counter-Strike things going on currently. So the first one is the NACE Star League Winter Offensive Invitational. It's going to be presented by the U.S. Army, and the finals for that will be happening during November 30th through the 1st. Those matches are going to be streamed at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, only on twitch.tv/CSL Esports GG. The format of this tournament is going to be double elimination groups, and the matches will be a best of three. The winner of the upper and lower final from each group qualify for playoffs. The schools participating in that will be Michigan State, Illinois State, Lebanon Valley, and the University of Central Florida in one group. The other group will be Purdue, University of Pittsburgh, Ryerson University, and Kennesaw State. The prize pool will be $10,000, with first place getting $5,000 and second place getting $2,500. The other thing is just NACE Varsity Star League CSGO. The playoffs for that will be happening from November 22nd through the 28th. And the grand finals will be taking place November 4th through the 5th. And the top three schools right now are Michigan Technology University and Michigan State and UC Riverside. So two Michigan schools at the top. We'll see if that trend continues. Now, Erica, what else is going on in our preview?
So we have Overwatch and Carball coming up. We have a pretty jam-packed week. Starting December 3rd, we have the Collegiate Homecoming game, and they are starting the round of 16. We have some pretty exciting rosters, so keep an eye out for that new players. And, of course, Carball will be December 1st to the 2nd, and we are expecting UNLV versus Northwood White, and also Bay State versus Columbia. That's exciting. And also, my baby, CLOL. We have the Philly Esports Invitational, and teams playing are going to be our favorites, such as Winthrop, St. Thomas, St. Louis, Redbirds, I believe, as well. And that prize pool is going to be $10,000. You can also watch that on Philly Esports on Twitch, and that is coming this Sunday.
Yeah, and wrapping up, we have Collegiate Valorant. Collegiate Valorant is still very much alive and well. Round four is about to come up as 100 teams are duking it out for $5,000. And so keep an eye out for Blinn College taking on SJSU Gold. We'll see if SJSU Gold can continue their dominance of the last season. And keep an eye out for UT Orange taking on Arizona State University. And you can watch these matches on twitch.tv/collegevalorant. And coming up next, we're going to be hearing Big Galactic Halo Brain Garrett O'Toole talk about Halo.
No, we don't come to play.
Welcome back for the last time this week. Jacob Brothers here, Erica Sidora there, and you know him, you love him, you know he knows what he's talking about. We have Garrett O'Toole here to talk about some Halo Esports, and so Halo Esports already started out with a ginormous bang, so Garrett talked to us briefly about that insane situation, as well as how it's going to be affecting the collegiate space.
Well, if you've been keeping your ear to the ground, you can hear the rumbles, you can hear the sound. Guys, Halo is back. I had to celebrate. I got the Halo hoodie on today. Snap. My God, the tournament was insane. We have so much going on. The pro scene is an absolute shambles right now. Upsets left and right. We have new kings on the top. Optic Gaming, they come back. They reacquire their brand, and they look like they picked up the best Halo player in the scene. Lucid looks filthy. I don't actually know if I can curse, so you know, maybe you'll hear a bleep. I don't know, we'll see what happens. But no, guys, $3 million in prize pool support with the potential of crowdfunding, with all those HCS team skins that you can go buy in the store now. It's been a minute since we've seen a game launch where you can go directly support the esports scene, go buy the team skins of your favorite players, go rep them in your matchmaking matches, and go support the teams, because I believe it's half of the revenue gained on those skins goes directly back to the teams and directly back to those players to pay their salaries, to make sure that there is support inside the Halo scene. Now, I know what you're all thinking at home. This is a collegiate show. What does this mean for collegiate? And I have to say, guys, when it comes to collegiate structure, we could see some third-party, you know, leagues and tournaments out there. But what they really want to do is create an open ecosystem as to where if you have the talent, you need to be showing up to the LANs and trying to make it happen. We're not talking about collegiate only. Get your collegiate team. I want to see some collegiate reps out there, but you're going to have to go to Raleigh. You're going to have to go to Anaheim, Kansas City, Orlando, and try to qualify for Seattle and win the world prize yourself. It's going to be only pro structure. future for now, but keep an eye out on the scene. I've been hearing some rumblings down under. There could be some potential support for the collegiate scene, but right now it's all about the open ecosystem. Everyone has a chance to win that tournament. We had over 400 teams sign up for a $2,000 open tournament last Saturday with 62,000 concurrents on Twitch. Guys, it's not going anywhere. We'll see you in Raleigh in 2 weeks.
Thank you for that, Garrett. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how college works into that, because an open ecosystem is different from most collegiate tournaments. But if an open ecosystem is going to work, it's going to be with Halo. So I cannot wait to see where it goes. It's going to be the coolest esport of all time. But with that, that is our show. Thank you very much for watching. For more, check out our website at checkpointxp.com. We will see you next week. And remember that we will always and forever love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.